This is a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, speeding, never legal, even if you're late for your own wedding.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without running late for your wedding, going 105 miles an hour and then getting pulled over...
Oh, gosh!
Yeah, you're doing okay.
What was the speed limit?
45.
Wow, that's like directly to jail, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
typically,
here's the officer.
Whose wedding is it?
It's mine.
What time is it?
It's 2:30.
Where at?
It's the work at the courthouse.
Hey, you're already late.
Yeah, so he kindly points out that the wedding, she says, is for 2:30, and the cop's like, "Yeah, you're already 15 minutes late."
And I'm getting later, officer.
Now, she wasn't driving. There was a dude driving, not her husband.
Just a wedding guest.
It was a wedding guest, yeah.
Maybe it might have, maybe her brother.
Maybe.
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 We're trying to get you.
Just give me a minute. I'll let you take her, but I'm going to give you a court date. It's a mandatory court appearance.
Thank you.
All right?
Yeah, so he's like, listen, I'll let you go to your wedding.
Oh.
Normally, I would probably
haul you down
now because 105 and a 45 is a bit excessive.
That's considered reckless driving, isn't
yes.
it?
Yeah, so he's like, look, I still got to give you a ticket, but...
I understand.
Go to your wedding.
Safely.
Go to your wedding.
I mean, he could have offered to give him an escort if he was really feeling generous.
You're right. He could have.
Like, officer, could you do some woo-woos for
us? Could you do us a solid and
get
since we're
there.
Already in trouble, just get us there?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
We're already late. Have you ever been to a wedding where there's someone late, like a bride or a groom, and you start getting the sweats that, oh gosh, am I at a wedding where one of them just didn't show up?
No, I mean, we're there, like, you're typically there like an hour before the ceremony. Like, you're finishing getting ready there.
Oh, you're talking like if you're the bride
venue,
or the groom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're there with your bridal party, so that doesn't happen.
Well,
you know,
apparently that wasn't the case here.
No, that was not the case.
No,
and
she
they
was getting...
underestimated how long it was going to take
yeah,
to get there in the traffic.
Right. And I'm sure there was a story as to why she was late.
Yeah.
Maybe something with the dress wasn't working right.
Could have been some sort of disaster.
Yeah.
Of unforeseen circumstance.
Right.
Things happen.
I don't
want that kind of like...
I remember...
worry on your wedding day.
My aunt was late for her first wedding.
Oh, as the bride?
Yeah, as the bride.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was her first.
Well, they can't start without you. That's the good thing.
Yeah, it's at what point do you get the, is she showing up?
Right.
I mean, that's...
It does look like, is she changing
right.
her mind?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. That can be a little bit, you know, give
really
you the sweats.
Really make your groom sweat. Yeah.
Do you have a good I'm late story?
Like
that you can
what
recall?
What were you late for?
Yeah, exactly. Give us a call or a text, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear those stories because we've all been there.
Oh,
we've all been,
1,000%.
We've all been there. I remember there was a time when I was like, you know what? If I get a speeding ticket, I get a speeding ticket. I have got to try to push my luck here. And
what was it for? The birth of your children?
No.
That's
no.
something, man. If you miss that,
I know.
You can't get that moment back.
I do remember that I was going on a trip out of state that was dangerously close to the birth of my daughter Zoe.
Ooh.
And Elizabeth was just like, you better
okay.
be back. You better be back. Right, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So, but I wasn't late for that. So anyways, 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way. But yeah, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without running late for your wedding, going 105, getting pulled over, then you're doing okay.
You don't need to add that stress to you.
No.
On that kind of a day.
Yep, that's your setting the bar story.